This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. There could soon be some major changes to the Massachusetts criminal justice system. They've been years in the making. The changes are in how drug crimes are addressed, how people who've served prison time are being treated when they get out, and how juveniles are treated, even if they've committed serious crime. These are all part of an omnibus criminal justice reform bill released today, a compromise between the House and Senate. Joining us from the State House is WBUR Steve Brown. Steve, the Senate and House spent months working on this compromise. So what are lawmakers hoping they're going to achieve with the bill?
Well, Lisa, they hope to reduce recidivism. They want to maintain public safety, and they want to create some cost savings. You know, keeping someone in prison or a house of correction can be very expensive. They're also trying to correct past unfairnesses that seem to have targeted some minority groups over the years. Representative Claire Cronin co-chaired the conference committee. She says the committee was concerned about how early children can first become involved in the justice system. She quoted a well-known abolitionist and social reformer.
As Frederick Douglass said, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. We recognize that there is an indisputable link between the support our youngest and most vulnerable children receive and incarceration later in life.
Steve, explain the proposed changes then and how the state would treat juveniles under this bill.
Well, it would raise the low end for juveniles to enter the juvenile justice system. 7 to 11-year-olds would not face criminal penalties. Now, they did not raise the upper end of the age for a juvenile. The Senate version had called for 18-year-olds to be tried as juveniles, but that was left out of the compromise. It prohibits parents from being forced to testify against their minor children. It also allows for the expungement or sealing of certain criminal records for someone who was convicted of a crime back when they were a juvenile. They also allow for the expungement of records for something that is no longer considered a crime. For example, marijuana possession crimes. People who have those types of convictions on their record will be able to have those crimes wiped away, not just for juveniles, that's for anyone regardless of age.
So this is a huge bill. There's even more to it than that. What else?
There are diversion programs. District attorneys would be urged to use those programs instead of going for incarceration for people with mental health issues, addiction issues, and veterans. There's tougher penalties for those that traffic in fentanyl and carfentanil. It does repeal some mandatory minimums for certain drug crimes. And it increases the felony larceny threshold. Currently, it's $250 because of inflation. They're bumping it up to $1,200.
The compromise addresses certain issues facing people who are already in prison, who are serving time for crimes. How does it affect them?
Well, specifically solitary confinement, they're calling for a 9-person committee to be appointed by the governor to go over data to keep tabs on solitary confinement. Solitary confinement would not be able to be imposed on juveniles or pregnant women. They're also calling for a compassionate release program so that sick and terminally ill inmates who no longer pose a threat to the public would be released to a less costly facility to live out their final days.
Steve, briefly, what has the reaction been to the bill?
So far, criminal justice advocates like it. Lou Finfer of the Jobs Not Jails Coalition says it's better than they thought it would be.
It's all about the impact of incarceration on the person, about their families back in their communities, about safety, about racial disparities, and about access and diversion to treatment, which they do have a number of things, which is good on diversion to treatment.
Now, I haven't heard yet from district attorneys, but there are some things in here, like some of the changes to the juvenile system, that they probably won't like very much.
And what happens next with the bill?
They'll take it up during the first week of April. It's either an up or down vote, and then it'll go to Governor Baker's desk.
WBUR's Steve Brown at the State House. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.